A remote town in Western Australia has recorded the country's hottest October in history. This month, Fitzroy Crossing in the Kimberley has had an average maximum temperature of 42 degrees. It's the highest for October in any Australian town since records began. Caitlin Gribben reports.
The outback WA town of Fitzroy Crossing is home to about 1,200 very sweaty people. Aaron Jacobs thinks over the past month he's seen most of them at the local pool he manages.
Oh, it's relentless. You don't really get too much of a chance to cool off. I mean, your minimums get down to, say, 26. So, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, you walk out and it's still quite warm. And your evenings sit up around 35. You just really don't get that break.
The Kimberley town is infamous for its sweltering weather. It's already held the record for the hottest October in Australia. That was set in 2002. But this record-breaking October surprised even the most experienced weather observers. Glenn Cook is from the Bureau of Meteorology.
Fitzroy Crossing's had a very warm October, and in fact their average maximum temperature for the month has been 42 degrees exactly, and that actually breaks the Australian record for the hottest October on record anywhere in the country. Essentially our records started in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and no particular location has recorded a maximum temperature across the whole month of 42 degrees since our records began.
Local Indigenous woman Jolene Cotterill says the heat is challenging for people who live in the Aboriginal community out of town.
At the moment we haven't got too much of our water holes around the rivers. It's very difficult for people who don't have vehicles or anything because then, you know, they can't go anywhere. They're just stuck in your household. Poor darlings, all you see mostly is they're all just outside their verandas yawn with the taps on, trying to cool down. Like, not really so much worried about the weather itself, but if you haven't got too much water holes around, there's not much you can do.
Belinda Bonfield, who's originally from Queensland, works in an air-conditioned building, so feels pretty lucky.
For me, it's been pretty easy because I'm in the office during the day, but for people out there in the heat, it's very hot. The kids are not wanting to walk to school, they're wanting to get driven to school, fair enough, and come home pretty exhausted in the afternoon. We moved over from Queensland 8 years ago now, so we've climatised to Fitzroy weather, but certainly the kids, I've got four children, and they certainly have felt the heat in the last.
The Bureau's Glenn Cook again.
The last time this record is broken was by Fitzroy Crossing back in 2002, so it's taken 11 years to break that record again, and with temperatures rising around the world and around Australia, that's the sort of thing we'd expect to see.
What other Australian towns are also in the running to maybe one day beat Fitzroy Crossing to this record?
It's hard to see anywhere beating Fitzroy Crossing because Fitzroy Crossing and the community to the west, Camballen, have had that record since the 60s, and it's fairly unlikely, I guess, apart from some very unusual event, for anyone else to break this record.
Fitzroy Crossing pool manager Aaron Jacobs says he's in the right place to deal with the heat.
This is definitely the best job in the community to have in these extreme events.
What temperature is the water in the pool when it's at least 40 degrees outside?
The water temp sits around 31 degrees, and if you add bubbles, it's pretty much a spa. You can really feel it. Once you start doing some laps, you can actually feel yourself sweating while you're doing laps.
You're sweating while you're in the water?
Yes, you can feel it. Once you do about four laps, you start picking up that heart rate, and you can really start to sweat. It's quite difficult to put up with sometimes.
And they still have summer to look forward to. That's the Fitzroy Crossing pool manager, Aaron Jacobs. Our reporter is Caitlin Gribben.